MailChimp Blacklists Conservative Groups by Lucas Nolan on November 16, 2020. The popular newsletter mailing service MailChimp has reportedly suspended the account of the Northern Virginia Tea Party, alleging that the group engaged in spreading potentially harmful misinformation. The company had previously blacklisted the Women for America First group when it organized its March for Trump. The Postmillennial reports that the popular email mailing service MailChimp has suspended the account of the Northern Virginia Tea Party, telling the group in an email that they were banned from MailChimp's service for spreading potentially harmful misinformation. A tweet about the blacklisting from journalist Luke Rosiak, including the email that the Northern Virginia Tea Party received, can be seen below. One user on Twitter noted that MailChimp appeared to be banning the group not for publicly posting information but sending information to private users that signed up to receive that information. MailChimp had previously blacklisted Women for America First, who also was censored by Facebook and Eventbrite. Censorship efforts by tech firms appear to have ramped up during the 2020 presidential election season. Twitter stated last week that it put labels on 300,000 user posts from October 27 to November 11 for violating rules related to election misinformation. Twitter also implemented a retweet feature that required users to add their own comments before retweeting a post on the platform. Between Election Day and Friday of last week, Twitter labeled around 34% of President Trump's tweets and retweets as disputed. Breitbart News has reported extensively on this, noting recently that 25 of President Trump's posts across Twitter and Facebook were labeled or disputed within 24 hours. Breitbart News recently reported that the free speech social media platform Gab has enjoyed a major boost in traffic this year, particularly surrounding the presidential election, and is set to reach over 55 million page views this month. Gab has doubled the number of people visiting the site every week, now visited by 8 million people from around the world. Read Breitbart News' recent interview with Gab CEO Andrew Torbahir. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.